proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Israeli archaeologist Yigiel Yadin once said, "Some of what I am about to relate may sound like a detective story, but the truth is that our great guide was the Bible." And as an archaeologist, I cannot imagine a greater thrill than working with the Bible in one hand and the spade in the other. As his team unearthed several unique artifacts buried in several strata, the evidence in front of him showed that indeed the Bible is accurate. Sometimes the accounts we read of in the scriptures seem disconnected or out of place to us in the 21st century. However, archaeology is a confirmation of what we believe by faith in the Word of God. The Bible is alive. Let us now explore some of the tremendous finds that have been uncovered that show us the reality of the life of the people and places that we read of in the Bible. If you've ever taken a tour to Israel, you may have had the privilege of visiting the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. Here, one can see the Bible come to life through many unique artifacts, including the House of David Stela and the Dead Sea Scrolls. But there's one section of the museum that is precious to believers in Jesus that sheds light to help us understand his death, burial, and resurrection. Here we find a stone slab mentioning Pontius Pilate that was discovered in Caesarea. Also, we see a heel bone with a nail of a crucified man. But we take now a look at the left of these artifacts and notice here the ornate ossuary of Caiaphas the high priest. During the construction of a park in 1990, two limestone caves from the first century were discovered on the southeast side of Jerusalem. Here, archaeologists found a bone box called an ossuary belonging to Joseph, son of Caiaphas. While many ossuaries from the first century are decorated, most do not have inscriptions on them. That's what makes this one so unique. Ossuaries were often used according to burial customs in the first century, especially by wealthier people. In this particular ossuary, a total of 6 sets of human bones were found inside, but one of them stood out. After some study, researchers identified the bones as belonging to a man in his 60s. By piecing together the story, the ornate ossuary and inscription, we are led to believe that this indeed is the ossuary of Caiaphas the high priest that we are familiar with from the Bible. But who exactly was this Caiaphas? According to historical accounts, Caiaphas served as the high priest of Israel from 18 to 37 AD, which would have been during the time of Jesus. He would have been a member of the Sadducees who served in the temple. Caiaphas was appointed the high priest by the Roman procurator Valerius Gratus in 18 AD. Caiaphas served as the president of the Jewish council known as the Sanhedrin. This is the same group that condemned the Lord Jesus to death. This Caiaphas was the official high priest during the trial of Jesus, who declared him guilty of blasphemy. After Jesus brought Lazarus back to life, Caiaphas unknowingly made an incredible prophecy concerning Jesus, saying, "It is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." God's plan of redemption was set in motion. Jesus would die as a sacrifice for the sins of the nation and the whole world. As Jesus stood before Caiaphas, the high priest directly asked, "I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thou hast said. Nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." When Jesus said this, Caiaphas rent his priestly clothes. God used the hardened heart of Caiaphas to bring salvation by the death of Jesus. In the book of Acts, Caiaphas also conspired to suppress the early church. Yet here at Jesus' trial, Caiaphas tragically denied the truth standing right there before him. Caiaphas had it all, wealth, position, and power. Yet he lacked the saving faith of Jesus. The ossuary of Caiaphas authenticates the truth of the gospel. The life of Caiaphas is a sobering reminder of Mark 8, verse 36. Here it says, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.